My beloved brothers and sisters, my dear young friends, you, the youth of today, are the generation born at the beginning of the third millennium. Our century is not yet 20 years old. It is still young, like you. The world is aging at the same pace as you, and it will be what you make of it. I'm appealing to you, having observed you keenly for some time. I have enormous faith in your generation. For several years, I've organized meetings with you, both in India and on my travels to Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and Japan. In the course of multiple exchanges with young people from all over the world, I have grown increasingly convinced that your generation has the capability to transform this dawning century into an era of peace and dialogue. You have the means of reconciling our fractured humanity, both with itself and with the natural world. Nonetheless, the potential for renewal exemplified by your generation is encircled by the shadows of the old world, a dark chaos of pain and tears. You must stand up to the willful opposition to knowledge that is at large today, which is fraught with danger, where hatred, selfishness, violence, greed, and fanaticism are threatening the very future of life on Earth. I know that you have the persistence and strength to take on the future, and that you will succeed in drawing a line under the willed ignorance that you have inherited. My young friends, you are my hope for humanity. I want to state it loudly and clearly so that you hear and respond to my message. I am confident in the future, for you have the capacity to lead humanity towards a renewed form of fraternity, justice, and solidarity. I am addressing you with the knowledge I have acquired through experience. I am 82 years old. At the age of 16, on the 17th of November, 1950, I lost my freedom when I took my seat on the Golden Throne in Lhasa and accepted supreme authority, both secular and religious, over Tibet. At the age of 25, in March 1959, I lost my country after it was forcibly annexed by the People's Republic of China. I was born in 1935 and have lived through many of the horrors of the 20th century, the century that experienced the worst bloodshed in human history. However extraordinary human intelligence is, instead of serving, cherishing, and protecting life, it has too often turned its ingenuity to destruction, even harnessing the force from which the sun draws its power. You were born into a world in which arsenals of atomic weapons have the capacity to destroy the planet dozens of times over. Your grandparents and parents lived through two world wars and multiple conflicts that wrought bloody havoc on our world and caused the deaths of 231 million people in the last century. Humanity was swept up in a tsunami of unprecedented violence, fed by fanatical nationalism, racism, anti-Semitism, and ideological indoctrination. I was alive at the time of the Nazi Holocaust in Europe, the nuclear firestorms in Japan, the Cold War, the wanton killing of civilians in Korea, Vietnam, and Cambodia, and the Cultural Revolution and famine that caused the deaths of 70 million people in China and Tibet. You and I have seen conflicts flare up in Afghanistan and the Middle East, devastating regions that were once the historic cradle of humanity. We have seen the images from the Mediterranean, its waves carrying the corpses of children, teenagers, women and men who drowned as they tried to reach Europe in the hope of a better life and of being able to help their families survive. You and I are witnesses to the imminent breakdown of the Earth's ecosystem, an alarming decrease in biodiversity, and the extinction of a plant or animal species every 20 minutes.